Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. How may I help you today?
Yes, I'm looking at my credit card statement, and I got a statement, a bill from Cockpit Innovations for $59.89. I have no idea what that's for.
All right, let me see if I can get it pulled up for you. What's your zip code?
01230.
Thank you. And what's your first and last name?
Larry Zingali.
All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
392 Main Street, Apartment 4, Great Barrington, Massachusetts.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here. Did you take a survey to try to win a Dyson Vacuum 11 through a sweepstakes entry?
Yes.
Okay. So whenever you do that, it tells you under those terms and conditions that it automatically enrolls you into our Bites Hub meal planning app subscription, and it's $59.89.
And what's this for?
All right, it's for our Bite Hub subscription. Basically what it is, it's an app that focuses on just say like if you wanted to lose weight, it helps you cut on sugars and carb cravings.
Okay, well, I don't want to be on it. And I'm going to call my credit card to tell them not to pay this. Because whatever you're talking about must have been in writing so small that I couldn't see it with a magnifying glass.
No, sorry, it's in regular print. Did you read the terms and conditions?
Yeah, no, it's a scam. So I'm not paying it. I'm just telling you that right now. And I'm going to report you to the Better Business Bureau and the FBI. That is, you know, I'm 83 years old. I don't like to get taken advantage of, and I just was. And what about the Tyson thing? What the hell is that? I never got a vacuum cleaner.
Yes, sir. It's an entry to win it through a sweepstakes.
Am I going to get a vacuum cleaner or not?
If you happen to be selected.
Oh, and what's the odds of that?
When they do it, when they do the drawing, if your name gets pulled off the hat.
What's the odds? One out of what?
I'm not sure, sir. I don't handle the drawing.
Okay, I'm not going to take this out on you. I'm going to stay polite and calm. But I'm telling you now, I'm not paying this. I'm calling my credit card company right now, and I'm going to report you to the Better Business Bureau and the FBI and whoever else I could report you to. So you report that, please, to your superiors. I am not paying for this, and I'm reporting you. That's the end of the conversation.
Give me just 1 second, sir. Just 1 moment. I have to get you canceled out unless you want to be charged every 30 days.
Say again?
I said give me 1 second unless you want to be charged every 30 days.
What do you mean? I'm going to get charged for this every month?
If I don't cancel, that's why I was telling you to hold up one
second.
Oh, my
God. You cancel it right now then, please, miss.
Yes, sir. Just 1 second. I'm almost done.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so I did go ahead and get that canceled out for you. As a one-time courtesy, I did reach out. They did say I could refund the $59.89, allow 3 to 5 business days. Would you like to write down your cancellation number?
Yes, please. And I have one other question for you. Is this the first time I've been charged or the second?
No, it's the first time.
Okay, so if you would give me the cancellation number?
Yeah, it's going to be C as in Charlie. That's just for cancellation. Your number
okay.
is going to be 920.
920.
493.
493.
693.
693. So this will be automatically canceled how?
I canceled it out for you.
But I have to call my credit card company at the same time then. Okay.
No, sir. You don't need to call them. I just canceled it and refunded you. There's no need for you to call them.
Okay. Thank you very much then.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.